Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony.
Rand,
we are
Randy,
global transformers,
Randy,
changing the world from the way it is to the way
here?
It should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saobona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Woo-hoo-hoo. It's March 11th, 2022. So today we're working in 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Oh boy, powerful number to be working in today. So thank you for joining me on this 3-11-2022, which I think adds up to 11. Let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, the number 11 is such a divine, angelic number, spiritual number. There's so many things in around the number 11. I grew up at 833 East 47th Street in Chicago, and I realized that number alone is also powerful. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Health and Well-Being with Viata. I'm Viata, and I have had over 30 years, it's almost 40 years of holistic experience, and that's why I'm here every Friday to share my training, my education, and most of all, my experience in the holistic health field. And I realized this is Women's History Month. So it's only appropriate that we talk about an imbalance in the past 100 years, maybe. My grandmother, for instance, my grandmother, who was born in, I think, 1899, somewhere in there. I never met her. My father's mother, my paternal grandmother, died at the age of, I believe it was 38. And she died from ovarian cancer. So this week I heard about a friend in Chicago who was diagnosed with uterine cancer. I thought, So it brought to mind the struggles that women have had over the years with their second chakra. And this is a little chart, if you can see, of the chakras that I'm going to be talking about today. That orange area is the sacral chakra, the navel chakra, and its glands are ovaries, testicles, prostate, genitals, spleen, womb, bladder, all of those are in there. We're going to talk about that in terms of prevention and why things happen, why these things happen to women, this dis-ease, this temporary imbalance in their bodies that causes them the pain. First of all, usually it's pain or inflammation that shows up. But my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, who passed away from ovarian cancer at the age of 38, was a woman who lived a somewhat stressful life and a life of poverty. And relationships with men has to come into the equation. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about, more than the conventional understanding of ovarian and uterine cancer. We need to dive into the metaphysical aspect of it, because Louise Hay is right in her book about the causes of these things on a metaphysical level. So I know why you came here. You came here to roll some joints and get high, right? So let's roll some joints. I'm going to put on my Time for Healing music, and we're going to get down on the floor, kick our legs and arms up, and roll our ankles and wrists. Now, listen, if you're in a wheelchair, you're not as mobile, you can still do joint rolling, and it's still going to benefit you. So just keep that in mind. If you're not as mobile as I am, as flexible as I am, there are little things you can do that your body will respond to in the way of improved circulation, improved lymphatic system, and basically it's just moving different parts of your body. So when we eat less and move more, the body says, whoa, I love this, because we are this biological computer, but we're an active machine. We're a machine or a vessel of on a journey on planet Earth, and we're meant to be moving on planet Earth. So let's play some happy music, Time for Healing, and then we're going to get into our topic for today, preventing and healing this second chakra of women. And men, listen, men, don't tune out just because it's about women's bodies, because guess what? You play a role in this. Men especially play a role in the healing part and the prevention part. So even though we're talking about parts of the body that women are struggling with, it's important that men have the consciousness of why their partner or women in their life are suffering with this and what role you play. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What role do the male energies play, not just outside of the woman, but inside of the woman? We're going to go deep today on this subject, because thinking about my grandmother, I know my father, I made a tape of an interview I did with my dad years ago, and he talked about his mother and what he thought contributed to his mother's disease of ovarian cancer. So I'm going to share that with you. But first, let's do some joint rolling, and it's time for healing.
Against their sisters and brothers, yeah.
Time for healing.
Inside of you and me.
Healing. is pride, but pain is a sickness that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
My paternal grandmother who passed away from what my dad said was ovarian cancer. Now, my grandmother lived back in the early 20s in Jim Crow South, as some people like to call it. And she had a challenging life, stressful life. They weren't rich. They lived in a little shack. My dad slept on the floor, chickens pecking at him and on the floor. And so there was stress, a lot of stress in her life. And one of the things that my dad feels like could have contributed to her ovarian cancer was the number of abortions that women in those days were having illegally. And he referred to the abortions as using maybe vinegar or bleach or hangers. You know, back then, women were desperate to not have another child if they didn't have a lot of money, for one, and they lived in poverty conditions. So women back then were having sexual relationships and getting pregnant like all women, but they didn't know how to end the pregnancy in a way that was helpful to their body to heal from that ending of the pregnancy. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about, is the dynamics of women, how they treat their bodies when in relationships and in general when they have a conflict with themselves and with other people and with things going on in their body. I was watching a documentary about Nina Simone. Most of you may remember who Nina Simone was. She was a beautiful, dark-skinned woman who sang about the civil rights era in a very passionate way, and she had just a powerful presence. Well, there's a beautiful documentary about her called What Happened, Miss Nina Simone? What happened? That's the question. What happened to you, or what happened, Miss Nina Simone? So the documentary is narrated in part by her her daughter. And what comes out in that documentary is that she was married to a man who was very abusive, just beating the crap out of her all the time. And just like Lady Sings the Blues, you know, you can think about you can think about popular women in relationships with men, where the men were very abusive, and we just don't understand why. Why were these women staying in these abusive relationships and then reaping the consequences in their body with sickness? And in Nina Simone's case, she became mentally ill. Oh my goodness. She was actually bipolar. You would say today she was bipolar. She'd have, her daughter described her as having these range of emotions that were up and down, and this beauty. And she was a classic pianist. I don't know how many of you knew that Nina Simone had this gift of playing the piano, so that even in her later years, when she was on a drug to calm her down and maintain her peace, she could play that piano like nobody's business. I mean, she was just an amazing pianist. And she had doubts in this documentary that why didn't she go into playing classic piano? But her life is a great lesson for women about using your gifts and not letting anyone in your life interfere with that peace of using your gifts joyfully, whatever it was. She was banned from a lot of places because of her radical position on everything, but she had such a beautiful gift. So why is it that women are being diagnosed in some cases large numbers of ovarian or uterine cancer? Now, I have a friend who was diagnosed with uterine cancer recently, and her situation, from what I know, is a lifetime almost of being with a husband who was on drugs and a husband who wasn't 100% healthy, for one, and who wasn't really able to give her the nurturing she needed. So when you look at some of the women who have these diseases, part of it is not being nurtured by their partners, that they have to carry a heavier load, a broader load, just to survive. And in Nina Simone's case, she was the breadwinner. Her husband was her manager. Lady Sings the Blues. She was the breadwinner, and the man was managing. So a lot of the part of the causes of these diseases we're starting to see are women who carry a heavier load than the male partner they're with. And so this is where the men in our lives can take note about what role are do I play in my partner's life that I can release or help with the burden they're carrying emotionally as well as physically. So, of course, I have some experts in the house on this subject. And this one is a doctor who talks about endometriosis. Now, I wasn't aware that endometriosis is the same thing as uterine cancer. You hear women have endometriosis. And what endometrium is the lining of the uterus. That's why endometriosis is like an inflammation of the uterus. So you can imagine that a woman's reproductive area, this chart here, if you can see on the chakras tell us a lot about women and their diseases. The orange chakra area, the sacral chakra, when a woman has a disease in that area, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, it first becomes inflamed. Okay, what's inflammation? Inflammation is pain, if you think about pain. And usually that pain is distributed throughout that area, and then it spreads to the stomach, the hips. That pain just goes all over. Inflammation, we have inflammation in the body, we're all connected in there. And so endometrium means the lining of the uterus or the womb gets an endometriosis. Any osis is usually inflammation. So when that area gets inflamed and the woman doesn't recognize it, feel it, understand it, then that's when it goes to what they call different stages. And it's particularly interesting how Black women are affected. So this is a short 3-minute teaching from a doctor about recognizing the symptoms of this.
I would love for endometrial cancer to become something that all women are aware of. They're aware of the symptoms. They're aware that when we diagnose it early, it is almost always curable, and that we're here to help. The truth is that that's actually the most common GYN cancer in the United States. So it's 4 times more common than cervical cancer. It's twice as common as ovarian cancer. And as a GYN oncologist, that's what we see women with endometrial cancer every day, and often we'll hear that women had never heard of it before they were diagnosed. One of the cardinal signs of endometrial cancer is vaginal bleeding that happens after menopause. But also it's really important to know that we're seeing more and more endometrial cancer among younger women. And the really important thing to know about that symptom is that it doesn't have to be a lot of bleeding. It doesn't have to be something heavy or even painful. A few drops of blood is enough to prompt an evaluation or to mean that you should be evaluated. So I want women to know that a diagnosis of endometrial cancer is not a fatal life sentence, that many, many women are diagnosed early, and with a combination of surgery and sometimes chemotherapy and radiation, over 80% of women diagnosed with endometrial cancer will survive. I co-founded an organization called ECANA, which is the Endometrial Cancer Action Network for African Americans. And part of the reason was that actually within endometrial cancer, Black women have a 90% higher mortality rate than all other groups of women in the United States. This is actually a larger difference in terms of a racial disparity than we see in breast cancer and colon cancer. The reason for this really markedly high mortality among Black women comes from a lot of things. So part of it definitely is the fact that simply people don't know about this condition. Another reason is that the quality of our healthcare system really isn't the same for Black women than it is for everybody else, especially when it comes to their reproductive healthcare. So we've got a lot of work to do in the field, in the world of bias and quality of care. We don't know why, but Black women do have a higher likelihood of having more aggressive kinds of endometrial cancer. In fact, that's the reason why Black women should have the most awareness and be ready to go in terms of symptoms and getting evaluated. And we're working now on research to try to understand where that risk of the more aggressive types come from, whether it's something environmental, experiential, we're trying to figure that out. What I want everybody to know is that these disparities in endometrial cancer don't exist in a vacuum. They exist in a whole spectrum of quality of care of Black women. And once we decide as a medical profession and as a community of Black women that we will not accept lower quality care, that we will do whatever it takes to make sure that our community of Black women in this country from all shapes and sizes survives and thrives in their reproductive health, we will get there and we'll meet that goal.
Now, that information comes from a professional woman who studied in the medical school system to be a gynecologist and obstetrician. And her awareness is that Black women especially have more aggressive cancers in that area, which means the tumors are like going like wildfire, spreading in that area. Why is that happening? Why does it happen, particularly maybe in Black women, and not so much as women of other races? Well, let's break that down today, because one of my friends who was diagnosed recently with uterine cancer is being faced with the traditional perspective that woman gives, that we need better health care. We need to be part of the system, basically. I think most of the conversation that you hear on disease in general from doctors like her who are trained in the medical system is that the African-American community is unable to participate in the system as much as others, and that's why their cancers are spreading or they're sick more, because they don't have access to the system. So we have become so dependent in this society on the system and less dependent on spirit, on soul healing, on emotional healing. Because the typical medical system, in my opinion, doesn't deal with your soul, emotional, relationship issues. And let me just give a disclaimer here that this show is not intended to replace any medical advice you may be receiving from your doctor. If you've had a chronic or an acute condition in your body, that means long-term. Acute is right away, like yesterday it showed up and now you have it. Chronic is like long-term. You've had a long-term emotional conflict and the inflammation has been growing. Then please see a health professional, talk to your health professional about what are the things you can do to resolve those inflammatory conditions in your body. That's my disclaimer. Now, I've had over 30 years experience in this area of talking to women, clients, men about their dis-ease and their discomfort, inflammation. And over the years, I began to practice what's called German New Medicine. So I'm a German New Medicine practitioner. And so my aspect, my perspective, my experience of dealing with any type of disease, especially symptoms in my own body, I immediately start thinking, what has been bothering me lately? What kind of relationships have I been in? And especially looking at what this is called the map of consciousness. It might be backward. But if you look at this map, there's a blue zone, a green zone, yellow zone, and a red zone. And the red zone indicates the inflammatory emotions that trigger diseases like uterine and ovarian cancer. So it's important to think about, and I give this to all my clients, and I talk about this with all my clients. In fact, one client who I've been really working with a long time, I talk about the blue zone. Every time she calls me and tells me what's going on, I said, are you in the blue zone or the red zone? And that really helps her actively get into thinking about and working with her own mind body about where are my emotions. Are they in the red zone of inflammation? Are they in the blue zone of coolness, peace, joy, forgiveness? The red zone has emotions like anxiety, regret, despair, blame, humiliation, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, shame. And it has the life view elements of everything is tragic, this is hopeless, that's evil, it's miserable. And then it's a creator view of he's the creator is condemning, vindictive, and despising. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how do we stay in that blue zone? How do we get into the blue zone? If you've been diagnosed with any of these cancers, ovarian and uterine, which we're going to really break down today and have a clear understanding, overstanding of what's going on in these women's bodies. And men, you stay tuned, because you need to have this knowledge so you can help these sisters overcome this temporary dis-ease in the body. And when you think about Nina Simone and Lady Sings the Blues, these women are great teachers for us today of what happens when women stay in abusive relationships. They lose their effing minds, because when you're in a healthy, nurturing, nourishing relationship, back and forth, mutual love, respect, you have vitality. Your hair grows. Your skin glows. Your body is not full of disease. You actually thrive. So think about that as we go to the commercials. And when we come back, we're going to go into more. I have more guests to talk about. I have two testimonies from women who had this journey with ovarian and uterine cancer and what they learned, what they're doing. And it's important to recognize, we're going to talk about what the traditional view of these two diseases, and what I've discovered listening to these views of this, they don't know the cause of it. Hello, I know the cause of these diseases now. After 30-some years of diving into the root cause with German New Medicine, which teaches the significant biological program that all of our bodies runs when we have trauma in our lives, when we have conflict in our lives. I know the cause of it. And I want to help you men and women today be more conscious and aware of the cause, the root cause of these particular diseases that can really be aggressive, as the doctor just said, especially in Black women. Why is it that Black women tend to have more aggressive cancers, like my sister and this friend? I don't know about my friend, but most women, and particularly Black women, have aggressive cancers. That means the tumors are growing faster. They're not slowing down. They're not halting. When Black women tend to have this dependence, I say, on the medical system, for one. And I say that because every class, seminar that I went through over the last 30 years to learn more about health and well-being and my body, and very few Black people in the room, mostly white. And it was because I would say the priorities for the African-American community in the past, and I don't know what's going on, I haven't been to many classes lately, but the priorities with where we put our money in the Black community are usually not on educating ourselves about this temple and our health. We trust the medical system. We trust the matter, the material, more than the spiritual energy within us that is really the healer. So let's go to a break. I'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country. We will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-8024743.
Thank you for joining me this morning. I neglected to put the phone number on my Facebook Live page, so if you're listening on Facebook Live and you want to call in and make a comment, the number is 515-605-9325. Call in. You're going to hear my opinion. You're going to hear the opinion of others, but we want to hear your opinion, those of you who are listening. If you've ever had anyone in your family or from your relationships that have this disease, share your journey with them so that we can learn from that. Now, there's always two or three, there's actually three points of view in every subject, yours, mine, and the creator or the cosmic universe point of view. And I always want to hear all three and then make up my mind which one serves me best in terms of growth and evolution. So Louise Hay has something to say, as always, about the metaphysical, the mental causes for physical illness and the metaphysical way to overcome them. I always refer to her book, Heal Your Body, because every time I would use it to with my clients, they would say, yeah, that's me, or some aspect of me. So she talks about the uterus, for instance, represents the home of creativity. So a woman who is diagnosed with uterine cancer, again, that's the lining of the uterus, the womb, the point of creativity. So she's not creating in her own life, putting out new energy, putting out new things in her life. Then it's possible that her relationship conflicts will develop into uterine cancer. So then the ovaries come into play. What is the ovaries and the uterus are in the same location, but they actually have a different location in the brain area that triggers these diseases, according to German New Medicine. So the ovaries represent points of creation as well. So I am balanced in my creative flow. Both of these areas represent creativity. So the uterus and the ovaries are talking about the creative mind. The creative mind. Keep in mind, I am at home in my body is one uterus affirmation, and ovaries, I am balanced in my creative flow. So those are more spiritual thoughts to think about when you have this disease, to prevent this disease. Are you balanced in your creative thought? Are you exercising your creative energy? I have had so much creative energy over the last 3 months going out because I've been renovating my son's shed in his backyard. And it has just been the most amazing creative process because we went from a totally empty shell of a shed with all wood everywhere, wood walls, wood ceiling. And I had to create a living space for myself. And the one thing I realize now that it's about 90% complete is I put a lot of color in there. Why did I put a lot of color? Because the energy centers in our body are all about a rainbow of color. And the energy, in fact, I created in my new space the colors of the chakras, which are orange, red, yellow, green, blue, purple, and violet. So that was my focus. I even have a chakra chart in there to remind me that I needed all those colors in my new space. And then I smudged it with grass, smudge stick. I went through it and smudged it because my son is battling some termite issues in his house where I am and where I've been staying. And I said, okay, there's got to be something about smudging that'll get rid of these. And then it can be any termites in there because there's no evidence. You'll see the crumbs of evidence when there's termites in the house. So there's this shed's been sitting there for over 20 years, empty with equipment, yard equipment. And my ex-husband, my spouse, former spouse, and my son put a new roof on this place last year, not even knowing what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. So the creativity has been flowing, flowing, flowing. And so my mind, when I do a show like ovarian and uterine cancer prevention cause, my mind is thinking, okay, I'm working this creative energy. So I'm working prevention in my own body that I will not repeat what my grandmother went through, where she was in a period of time in the 1920s having sexual relationships but not having much of an outlet to create because she was aborting these children. She even tried to abort my father. I don't know if many of you have heard this man behind me right here, the legend and legacy, who lived to be 95 years old. My grandmother, his mother, who died at 38, tried to abort him. She actually shared that with him before her life ended, that she tried everything she could to abort him because she didn't want to have another child. She only had one child. And she tried everything she could, whether vinegar, bleach, whatever. And he came out weighing 10 pounds. How about that one? So he was a walking miracle to have had that beginning experience and having a mother. And then my sister, Mama AZ, and I have talked about our mother's desire to abort us, but it didn't happen. So my grandmother, who tried to abort him, was also trying to abort other babies in her journey of relationships with men. And she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So that's why this subject is so near and dear to my heart, to help women not only prevent it, but try and treat it naturally by becoming more conscious. Becoming more conscious of the energy that fuels this area of the body, especially the energy of orange, procreation, assimilation of food, physical force and vitality, and sexuality. Those are all the energies that are going on in that area of the ovaries and the uterus. Sexuality, physical force, and procreation. So if you're not procreating, even as a 40, 50, 60-year-old woman, creating new things, then that area could be affected with inflammation. So I want to just play the traditional view of this area so that we can compare it and really think about what is it we need to be doing as we go forward to prevent and treat this area of our body. Here's a doctor's view on this ovarian cancer. We want to hear another male point of view. We heard the woman. She thinks we need to be aware that Black women have aggressive cancers and we need to have more participation in the system. And I'm like trying to get people out of that system. It's a sick care system. And we're going to talk about coming out. How do you come out of the sick care system and heal and get well? But here's a male perspective.
Statistically speaking, the most common patients that acquire ovarian cancer are usually patients in advanced age, usually in their 60s or 70s. It is usually a disease that affects Caucasian women more frequently than other ethnic groups. Unfortunately, though, what a lot of people don't know is ovarian cancer can affect really almost anyone in any age. The symptoms that women present with ovarian cancer are almost universally related to what we call mass effect, meaning that as the ovary enlarges, it pushes on other adjacent structures. Other structures that live in very close proximity to the ovary are the intestinal tract and urinary tract. And so as an ovary enlarges, much like when women are pregnant, they will start having complaints related to those structures being compressed. And what I mean by that is the bladder won't fill as much, meaning that there's a mass on the outside of the bladder pushing on the bladder and not allowing the bladder to inflate to its normal volume. And what patients complain of usually is what's called urinary urgency, meaning that they're going to the bathroom or urinating more frequently than they used to. Other complaints are if the mass is pushing on the colon or the rectum, and usually patients will have complaints of constipation, where the mass is pushing on the colon or rectum and not letting things evacuate as efficiently, and then they start having complaints of constipation or bloated feeling, where they're having a more difficult time using the restroom. Other complaints that we commonly see associated with ovarian cancer are complaints pertaining to problems up in the upper abdomen around the stomach. And what patients complain of there are a bad appetite, or what we call early satiety, which is a physician word for they become full very quickly. They still have an appetite, but they're unable to take in as much nutrition as they used to before because they get so full so quickly. Other complaints when we see problems up around the stomach are nausea and vomiting. That commonly occurs when we see some cancers, unfortunately, up around the stomach and don't let the stomach evacuate as well, and hence things back up in the stomach and gives patients a lot of indigestion and nausea. And interestingly, what we commonly see with women with ovarian cancer when they present is patients that are really not taking a lot of nutrition because of the nausea or early satiety, but a lot of times their stomach is enlarging or they're gaining some weight. And usually what that is it's not real weight gain from nutrition intake. It's really weight gain from fluid building up in the abdominal cavity, and the patient's abdomen expands related to that fluid. They gain some weight sometimes from that fluid, but most commonly patients will tell us that they're having a much more difficult time buttoning their blouse, buttoning their pants or their skirt, where they just don't fit anymore, and they can't understand why they're having a hard time fitting into their clothes when they haven't eaten well in many, many months. Commonly, we treat patients for irritable bowel syndrome, other GI complaints, and that's okay to do that for a few weeks, but if after several weeks you're not feeling 100% better, certainly ask for some sort of imaging study, whether that's an ultrasound of the abdomen or GYN structures or a CT scan, to make sure that there's not something growing in the pelvis that could be related to an ovarian mass.
Now, that's usually what you're going to hear when you go visit your doctor, the traditional language of scientific explanation. And then here are the ovarian treatment options that you're going to get. Cut it, burn it, or poison it. This is the tradition. Yeah, I heard this week that my friend who was diagnosed with uterine cancer, they're already talking about chemotherapy option and cutting it out, and then probably some drugs. Cut, burn, poison. Cut, burn, poison. Cut, burn, poison. That's the traditional medical sick care system solution to an imbalance in your chakra energy creativity. Now think about that as we talk, as we listen to this ovarian treatment options from traditional medicine. Please think about how we can come out of this sick care system into a mindset, a consciousness of I am a creative being, and I have these energy chakra systems that are powerful to heal my body if I connect to the mental creative energy up here. But here's the traditional viewpoint of how to treat this stuff, the imbalance
you
that you
or
have.
Someone you care about may have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. This video will help you understand the treatment options available. Ovarian cancer begins in the ovaries, which are the part of the reproductive system that makes and stores eggs. Cancer occurs when abnormal cells grow out of control. The cancer cells continue to divide and may spread. Your treatment is based on the type and stage of your cancer and other important factors. The main treatments for ovarian cancer are surgery and chemotherapy. Your treatment plan may include both of these options. You may also receive one or more of the following treatments: targeted therapy, immunotherapy, radiation therapy, or hormone therapy. Surgery to remove the tumor is often the first step in your treatment plan. The goal of surgery is to treat your cancer by removing as much of the tumor as possible. If you have epithelial ovarian cancer, the goal is also to stage your cancer. Surgery includes removal of one or both of the ovaries. The affected fallopian tubes may also be removed. If the uterus is removed, surgery may include taking the cervix. To remove as much cancer as possible, the surgeon may need to take tissue from beyond the reproductive system. Lymph nodes, or the omentum, which is the apron of tissue that covers your stomach and intestine, may be taken. Surgery may also involve taking tissue from nearby organs, such as the bladder, stomach, or colon. Chemotherapy uses drugs to fight cancer. The drugs enter your bloodstream and travel throughout your body. Chemotherapy works by killing cancer cells or stopping them from dividing. Healthy cells in the body may also be affected, leading to side effects. Targeted therapy is a treatment for advanced epithelial ovarian cancer. It targets the part of cancer cells that makes them different from normal cells. These drugs change the way cancer cells divide, grow, and repair themselves. As a result, the tumor may stop growing or even shrink. Nearby healthy cells may also be affected, leading to side effects. Immuno-oncology, also known as immunotherapy, helps your immune system fight cancer.
Okay, that's enough of that. I had personal experiences with people who took that route of treatment. Number one, my stepmother, who had cancer about 3 years ago, I think it was. And she went through the whole route, chemotherapy, hormone treatment, and after the damage of chemotherapy, they had another treatment to help her try and overcome the damage from chemotherapy. And a year later or less, she had heart problems. And so then they had to have more drugs for the heart problems. And then her mother died and my father died, her husband died. And then she died a year later. This is a perfect lesson for all of us. I love the woman. We didn't always get along because we got along. We never fought or anything. But our energies were very different. And every time I visited her home, I could just see the hoarding energy in there, holding on to things. And then she and my father didn't get along as well as they did when they first married and they had a child and blah, blah, blah. So I saw all the emotional conflicts in her life, as well as my dad, who died at 95, but she died at 73. The lessons are great, great, great from her and my dad. Because when you're in a relationship where there's no nurturing, there's no harmony, there's no caring, there's no hugging, there's no holding hands, there's no mutual satisfaction in every way, guess what? You're going to have some type of growth going on in your body. Because you're out of alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. So this woman in my life was very, very excellent teacher for me about disease and how it happens and how death happens. The relationships are really key when you're looking at ovarian and uterine cancer. What is going on in your personal relationship? That's the key right there. And Louise Hay is so right about I am affirming who you really are and not who your relationship has defined you as being. Conflict, conflict, conflict. Why are Black women having these tumors and aggressively moving through their body like my sister? They're not in touch with their emotions, for one. You might have a woman who developed uterine cancer, for instance, who's had a husband on drugs for years, and she's been the primary breadwinner. Now, what kind of emotions would that bring up? And yet that man is still in the house creating conflict because there's no nurturing. He can't do much. If he's on drugs, that's already a dysfunction there. And the energy, there's no vitality flowing in that relationship. So your body, the woman's body, is being affected by that. And she may be totally out of touch with that. Oh, well, I'm making a lot of money, so I can get through this. And then the man dies. Well, then he dies, he's gone. And then you have guilt, okay? So in the map of consciousness, when you talk about the energy in emotions, the frequency feeding the cancer cells, your map of consciousness, if you can see this, is so clear. The blue zone keeps the inflammation away. What emotions are in the blue zone? Enlightenment, peace, joy, love, reason, acceptance, willingness, forgiveness, optimism, understanding, reverence, serenity, bliss, perfect life view, complete, meaningful life, harmonious, hopeful. Those are the emotions that are going to keep the cancer away. The tumors are not going to grow when you're in the blue zone, okay? But if you're in the red zone for years and years because your husband's on drugs, you're working a job that's kind of stressful, but the main thing is you're not having a healthy relationship with this man who's your partner. And here's the fear, the inflammatory emotions that create cancer cells in the body over years and years of neglect from the husband to nurture, care, healthy conversation, so forth, are anxiety, regret, despair, blame, 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 humiliation, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, shame, tragic, hopeless, evil, miserable, punitive, disdainful, condemning, vindictive, despising. Those are all your inflammatory feeding emotions in the red zone. And I've gone over this so many times with clients, I know it's true. So you might have a little trouble accepting that truth, but that's the root cause of it. Not these doctors who are saying, well, we don't understand the cause, or we just know we got drugs. We can do cut, burn, poison, and get rid of the symptom. They'll get rid of the symptom, and you're still struggling with the anxiety, regret, despair, blame, 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 blame. And the fear, grief, apathy, guilt, shame, that's going to come back. I love it when you hear these testimonies. Let's listen to a testimony. And they say, I got it. We got it all. Cut, burn, poison. No more signs of that tumor growing. Did you get rid of the anxiety, the grief, the fear, and all the other inflaming emotions? Did you get rid of those? That's the question we ask when you go to this through this sick care system and they give you the cut, burn, poison solution. And then you have to ask yourself, did I start feeling peace after all that chemotherapy, or is my heart inflamed now? Just like with these jabs that we don't talk about anymore much, people develop myocarditis. That's now one of the side effects of vaccines, jabs. Myocarditis, inflamed heart. This is what my stepmother developed after months of treatment of chemotherapy and other cut, burn, poison therapies. Her heart became inflamed. Why does the heart become inflamed when the beautiful sick care system comes in and poisons your body? Why would that happen? Because chakra, reality, energy centers running from head to toe and above. Even if you were on my Sunday show, we talked about the influence that Uranus and Pluto have on everything going on this planet, including your body, because you're a microcosm of the universe. If you don't want to accept that reality, then you need to run to your white coat stethoscope doctor and get the cut, burn, poison treatment. Because all of us have to make choices that teach us lessons and give us an experience that help us grow. And I'm at a place right now of watching people in my life make decisions that I would not make at this point in my life. But I'm realizing Spirit is teaching me, you got to let people make the decision. And they're not wrong decisions. You say, well, that's wrong. That's not right. And that's bad. And that No. If we're going to move into paradigms, new paradigms of health, love, and joy, and we're going to come out of third dimension into the fourth and fifth dimension, we got to stop this duality of that's good, that's bad, that's wrong, that's right. Because everybody has a script from the Most High Creator that they have to live on the drama stage so they can learn and grow. And the people in my life who are making these decisions to eat Pringles or whatever junk food is out there, I have to just observe without judgment because I don't know the script they were given at birth in the cosmos. So I want you to hear some of the testimonies of other people who went through this journey of cancer diagnosis and what some of the things they're learning so that we here at Health and Wellbeing can learn a more higher truth if you choose. Now, we got to go to a break, actually. When we come back from the break, you're going to hear two very powerful testimonies about how these women dealt with their imbalance in their body of cancer diagnosis, and what can we learn from that? German New Medicine has a really interesting teaching about all cancers, and I'm going to share that too after the break. You don't want to miss this next hour because it's going to be full of wisdom. Now, if you don't want to hear wisdom, go chat to another channel or station, but this next hour is going to be nothing but wisdom. Not after we play the testimonies when we come back. We're going to go straight into wisdom, compassion, love for self, and a higher energy, a frequency to heal the body and prevent this rapid, aggressive cell movement when we're disconnected and unconscious. That's what it's really all about, is we become unconscious from birth to adult. And it's time to go back and get into consciousness so we can heal and thrive. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars. Available 7 days a week. Now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me for this important topic. And if you're just joining us, you can comment, call in to comment 515-605-9325. And we're talking about healing and preventing two imbalances that happen in female bodies. Why do they happen? Part of it is because the male energy is out of balance. That's what's going on all over the planet. War over there, war in here, war in society. We got male-female energy out of balance right now in a lot of areas, especially with women. When they are suffering with ovarian and or uterine cancer, which is in your second chakra energy center, there's going to be disease. There's going to be disease, whether it's in your prostate or your breast. It doesn't matter. When you're out of balance with your true self. And here's just a reminder about your energy center. The chakra awareness guide says the most powerful way to open, activate, energize, and balance all of your chakras is keep our bodies and minds in a healthy condition is to love ourselves and others unconditionally. I just have this thought about staying in a relationship where your husband's on drugs, heavy drugs, or not participating in the relationship in a healthy way. That's an imbalance. You're not loving yourself. You're not loving yourself. And you can hide behind that and make all kind of excuses, especially if you're carrying anxiety, regret, despair, blame, humiliation, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, shame, disdainful, condemning, vindictive, despising. All of those inflammatory emotions are going to create disease in the body. So what are we doing to overcome it? Well, these are women who had these ovarian or uterine cancer, and here is Deb Williams is one. Her testimony about her life.
Deb Williams describes herself as a blessed woman who enjoys so many things. Basically, she loves life.
I love life. I didn't realize how much I really loved life until I was really facing some challenges. I really found out how important life is, and we just can't take it for granted.
Deb's first in-your-face encounter with cancer was her sister's diagnosis of breast cancer. In October of 2015, she dedicated a pink flamingo in front of North Florida Regional Medical Center to her sister and gave everything she had to supporting her. She had no idea soon she would need that kind of support herself.
I thought that I was in good health. I felt like I was in good health.
But Deb wasn't as healthy as she thought. The vaginal bleeding she wrote off as menopause was a symptom of endometrial cancer. The most common of the GYN cancers, it starts when cells in the inner lining of the uterus, the endometrium, begin to grow out of control. 60,000 cases will be diagnosed in 2016. In January, Deb learned she is one of them.
I felt fear. And I had to tell myself, you can't feel fear. This is where your fight come in. This is where your prayer life kicks in. This is where you feel the strength that you had for your family. This is what you're going to use. Now it's time to use it for yourself.
Deb put herself in the hands of Dr. Daylene Ripley, a gynecologic oncologist and expert robotic surgeon who has performed more than 1,000 robotic surgeries for her patients. Performing the surgery to remove Deb's uterus in this way would allow Deb to go home the same day and have a recovery that would be easier and faster.
I've seen my practice
convert from the days before robotics to now, where the majority of the surgery I do is done robotically. And the difference is a lot happier patients who recover much quickly, much more quickly than they did before.
Like many women whose endometrial cancer is caught in stage one, removing the uterus can cure the cancer. Dr. Ripley's hope is that more women will understand that the most common of the GYN cancers is one that often has symptoms. Caught early, it is highly treatable.
The patient has 3 to 5 very tiny sub-centimeter incisions. They oftentimes can go home the same day or the next day. They don't have a big incision. They have less pain. They're up moving around. And so that turns into a very quick, speedy recovery.
Now back to the life she loves, Deb calls this a fresh start in her life. She believes sharing her story is a responsibility, and she has a message for other women.
Ladies, don't take your health for granted. Please see your physician. Get seen once a year. I mean, do your mammogram. Do your physical, do the woman checkup thing, ladies, okay? Because we need to keep everything in good top shape. And I just pray and I just hope that it reached the women around, because I was one of those women that ran. And I was scared because I just thought it was something else. Don't run. Fight for your life, because there's a lot of lifesavers out there that's willing to save you.
Now, that was a beautiful testimony of what I call a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of lifesavers out there willing to save you, ready to save you. What is out there? Trees are out there. That might save me. Sky, moon, stars, birds, bees, that might save me. But out there in the white coat and the stethoscope, when you hear gynecological oncologists run for your life, because that person has been trained to give you drugs and cut you open and scope you and do all the things that traditional medicine loves to do, is scope, examine, and then tell you you need a robotic energy to do what they do. Now, that's an option for you, okay? But the option that she lost her sister, I don't know if you heard in the beginning, her sister died in 2015, and in 2016, she was diagnosed with ovarian or uterine cancer. Okay, so when I studied German New Medicine, this is a perfect example of the energetic influence of the death of another person that contributes to your cancer. So in German New Medicine, the biological conflict that causes the cells to replicate and move and they grow is the ugly half-genital conflict, usually with a male person, or a loss conflict, particularly grandmother, grandchild, or child loss, or in her case, her sister. Your sister dies, and you have deep, deep grief, deep hurt. As Louise Hay points out, in all cancers, it's deep hurt. Now, where it manifests is German New Medicine's beauty in this teaching. It manifests from the trauma that occurs in a particular area of the brain. My sister died. Oh, my goodness. That's actually the part of the brain that receives that is, let's see. It's the brain stem. Okay, the middle of the brain stem. So the teaching of German medicine shows you that in the brain stem, guess what, are hormone messengers all over the body. That's why I love to share about this advanced communication system that we're in that can help us overcome anything when we are aware and conscious of what's going on in this communication system. So in the back of the brain stem is where the messenger lives that sends a relay to the uterus and the ovaries that I've lost my sister. And that's what's happening in the brain. And in my sister's case, I've lost my child. And her breast received the message, different part of the brain. But this is the significant biological program that's run when a conflict occurs. Now, the person who has uterine cancer, your husband dies, but you've been carrying stress for years because this man's been on drugs. He hasn't been participating fully in your life. Then you love him, but you're not loving yourself really. You're not flying. First love yourself. That's our mantra. First love yourself. Fly. That keeps the cancer cells away, the grief, the red zone. You're out of the red zone when you're flying. First love yourself. So that woman's story is very interesting, very good teacher. Her sister died months later. She started feeling different, swelling, inflammation. Guess what? She activated her cells in her lower chakra reproductive area because she stopped creating from the death of her sister. And I say prayer is always good. I'm teaching my grandchildren when they have pain in their body, number one, pray. Number two, drink some water because you probably don't have enough water. Number three, breathe. Put some oxygen in there. Breathe. And along with breathing comes the meditation. And the meditation usually reveals, okay, I ate way too many donuts or I ate way too many Pringles. Oh, my goodness, I'm seeing Pringles all over the place. And it's the most toxic food I've ever seen. But if you have joy, this is the thing about any inflammation. If you're in the blue zone all the time with joy, peace, forgiveness, understanding, bliss, optimism, you're optimistic about everything, you can probably eat a thing of Pringles forever. But then your consciousness will start kick in eventually when those Pringles start affecting you with the MSG. There's actually MSG in Pringles. They're not potatoes. I have to get off on this tangent because I see Pringles a lot now. And they're not real potatoes. It's just a bunch of chemicals that look like make it look like potatoes, and they taste awesome. They really feed the emotional need you might have for the Pringles or what, donuts, whatever. We all have these addictions, whether it's sugar. But if you're optimistic about life and you're sharing your story and you're creating, then you're not going to have the sickness as soon. It might catch up with you much later. But I had another testimony, I thought, on this subject. Let me see. Repair and treatment. Okay, endometrial. What I wanted to get was, what is endometrial cancer? That's the uterine cancer that we want to talk about. We talked about actually ovarian, but now I want to bring in endometrial from another perspective.
Today's topic is endometrial cancer. Endometrial cancer is a type of cancer arising from the tissue of the uterus. The uterus is the hollow, pear-shaped organ in females where fetal development occurs. The top is the fundus. The middle is the cervix. The inner layer is the endometrium. And the outer layer is the myometrium. Endometrial cancer begins in the layer of cell that forms the lining of the uterus. The lining is called the endometrium. Other types of cancer can form in the uterus, including uterine sarcoma, but they are not as common as endometrial cancer. If left untreated, endometrial cancer can spread to the rectum, fallopian tubes, ovaries, or other organs. Causes. The exact cause is unknown. Some experts suggest that a high level of estrogen may be responsible for this condition. If there is a shift in the balance between the two female hormones, namely the progesterone and the estrogen, the endometrium can change. This means that an increased estrogen without corresponding increased progesterone can result in the thickening of the endometrium and increase the likelihood for cell abnormality and cancer. What is known for sure is that something triggers a genetic mutation within the cells in the endometrium. These causes normal...
Okay, have to stop it right there. He gave us enough to go on to the next level. First of all, he talked about layers in the uterus, layers in the woman's reproductive area, layers, layers, layers. Well, let me just bring you into German New Medicine truth and biology of layers of skin. There's three layers of skin in this temple. And he starts out talking about, well, the layers of the endometrium, of the lining of the uterus and the layers. When I hear the word layers, 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 I think of skin layers because we have three layers, the creator. Oh, this is so beautiful when I saw this. Three layers of skin. They call mesoderm, endoderm, and ectoderm. That means there's an inner layer of skin, middle layer of skin, and then the top layer of skin. Well, in uterine cancer, there's the part of the body is, it's the yellow. So this is the endoderm. So this is the inner layer of skin. The inner layer of skin is the pathway for the hormones he talked about. So just imagine a computer has all these wirings in the computer. This is us, this biological computer. We're the most advanced biological computer on the planet when you study this machine. Oh, my goodness. So the inner layer is connected to, the inner layer of the skin is connected to the brainstem, okay? The inner layer, there's a wiring system in here where the brainstem is connected to the inner layer, and that's the wiring and that layer. And then there's the mesoderm, that's the middle layer of skin the creator put on us as we were developing in the womb. And that wiring system in the mesoderm is connected to other parts of the body. And then there's the ectoderm, that's the outer layer that connects to other parts of the body. So guess where all these layers are originate from? The command center. The command center, the brain part, the different parts of the brain, the cerebellum for one, the medulla. That's two words you can just research. Don't believe anything I say. Research it. But there's parts of the brain that we've been privy to have knowledge about. Man, science, doctors have studied, but they're not applying it in the metaphysical way that we should be applying it. So we've got these different parts of the brain. The command center are sending messages through those three layers of skin. Are you following me? Three layers of skin, the outer layer, inner layer, and the middle layer. The uterus is connected to the inner layer, the first layer. Here's the thing, that when the creator was knitting us together in the womb, the first layer of skin had the brain stem, and he connected the brain stem wiring to the uterus, the reproductive area of the body. That was the first layer of skin. That's why we need to be so creative in that area to produce healthy cells in that area. Our creativity is key because that was the first construction phase when this body was built in the womb. So the brainstem is carrying a wiring system to the uterus and the ovaries. And so what that guy was saying was there's these layers that direct what? Hormones, messengers, estrogen, progesterone, men with prostate issues. They got the same layers working, where their brain experiences traumas in their life and the brain registers it, and usually you get a tumor, a brain tumor or something because of the trauma. It's like, that's when you have this shock in your life. That's when the brain registers those shocks, and then it'll send a message to a particular part of the body that says there's a trauma going on. There's a trauma going on. In my sister's case, her breast received the trauma of her child who was hit by a car, died that night. Trauma registered with the command center, and she never got over that. She never got over that. So 2 years later, I saw 9 months of grief, unforgiveness, and guilt working in her body to produce breast cancer, to create disease, and then her leaving the planet to give me the lesson of German new medicine. So here we are talking about ovarian cancer and uterine cancer, where many women turn to the traditional treatment of cut, burn, poison. Got to get it out. That's the first thought in regular traditional medicine. We got to cut it out, and then you'll be all clear. And then we might have to burn it out with some radiation, and then you'll be all clear. Or let's just throw some chemotherapy in there, and then for sure you're going to be all clear. And that didn't happen with my stepmother. They did all of those things. And so I'm a student. I've been a student of all these practices and these therapies that have killed people. I don't know too many people who survived that, unfortunately. I know there are a lot of people out there who survived the treatment of cut, burn, poison. I don't know too many of them. The ones in my life that have taught me to stay away from that have taught me that they only weaken the system, and you're better off going into emotional freedom techniques. For instance, that say, okay, I've had a husband who's been on drugs for years and years and years, and I've been working my ass off every year trying to keep up with the bills and all that, and I'm a strong woman, I can do this. And then all of a sudden you have children, and your children become the alcoholic. Oh, I can do this. I'm not going to worry too much. But if my child becomes an alcoholic, well, that's a concern for me. I'll just keep working. And I don't really need to deal with my emotions about this. Because the emotions around that type of lifestyle where your husband's on drugs, your child's an alcoholic, and you're working in a somewhat stressful job that challenges you. The emotions around that are what? Love, joy, peace, and happiness? Hell no. You're in anxiety, regret, despair, maybe a little blame. It's all my fault because I didn't do whatever. And maybe some apathy, guilt, hopelessness, tragic. And then guess what? Your husband died. And your son's in jail because he's been doing drugs and blah, blah, blah. So how do you deal with this? How do you respond, not react? Because a lot of people women might react with a joint every night and a glass of wine, and then you feel better and you get up and start the same cycle all over again. And now, after all this trauma for years, this is what we call chronic stress. Chronic stress, that type of lifestyle is called chronic stress. That's what creates cancer, chronic stress, where you haven't taken the time to get away from that lifestyle, if not permanently, at least temporarily, and breathe. Get away, go to the beach, go to wherever, get away from that toxic, and that is a toxic environment, that if you go home to that every day, you're in a toxic environment. If you go on any lifestyle where you go home to conflict every day, stress every day instead of nurturing, caring, loving, joyful, music, dancing, eating, enjoying, that's toxic. So chronic stress has created now what they call your uterine cancer. So how do we heal from that? Because you've held on to this chronic stress all these years and you didn't deal with your emotions, number one, by using EFT maybe. Even though I have a husband who's a drug addict, even though I have a child who's an addict, I deeply love and accept myself. How many women do that? Because usually the women are going to carry guilt and blame and poor me, shame, all that blame, victim-mindedness, poor me, look at me, my husband's a drug addict, my child's an alcoholic. Oh, poor me. I've been there. When you have children who are drinking heavily, you start wondering, what did I do wrong? Why are they doing this? And then finally, one day you wake up and say, they have a script. They have a script that they're working in. It's not me. I'm not the director of the script. I just birthed them. I just birthed these children. And then when they become adults, I'm done. And then we have to disconnect our emotional mothering energy. Emotional, I'm your mother. You can't do that. I'm your mother. You need to listen to me. I'm your mother. Why are you doing these things? I don't live that way. The mother energy, the mother persona has to die, actually. And when your adult children have behavior that doesn't line up with your truth, your belief, you kill the mother image and you become a soul partner with those children, especially the ones that are addicted to whatever that may not even be harming them right now, but just observing that behavior. You go, oh, why are they doing that? They're going to kill themselves. Oh, my goodness. Let me go have a drink because I can't stand watching my children do this. Mother image goes away. Go away. Go away, mother image. I'm a soul partner now. I did my job. I gave birth. In fact, you have to really be aware of what's going on in that chakra area, that sacral chakra area, when you have children who are doing weird things, that sacral chakra area doesn't get inflamed because of your worry, your mother worry that goes on. Mother worry. Oh, look at my children. My children don't call me. Oh my goodness, what's going on? I'm so sad. I don't hear from my children. My children. This was the language I heard from my sister after her child died from a car accident at 14. You've never lost a child. You've never lost a child. And she went into deep grief, unforgiveness, guilt, and she had breast cancer, ate right through the skin. And I observed all this and just wondered, what the hell just happened? Why is this happening? And then by the grace of the Most High Creator, I went into soul partnership mode where I'm just to observe the show. I am not here to help people and save people. I'm not here to save anybody. That's what I came. Can't save my children. Can't save my sister. Can't save my friends. I'm a seed planter now. And I observe and learn lessons. That's what we're here to do. Once the children come out, once the babies come out, once you feed them, nurse them, toddle, school, university, adults, you're a soul partner now. So I want to encourage all you mothers out there who are still trying to control these adult children and still worrying about them, what's going to happen to them because they're doing these habits they're into. Stop it. Stop it. We're going to tap on that when we come back and let go of this idea that you're going to influence these adult children. It's not going to happen. They have a script from the Most High Creator that they're obliged to play and play out, and we're just observing now. We got to let go, detach from this. I'm your mother. You got to listen to me. Why are you doing this? What's going on? Worry, 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 worry. Stop it. Because the truth is, if they die before you, that's their script. It's not your problem. It's the when your adult children die before you, that's between them and the Most High. You have nothing to do with that, absolutely nothing. When that child takes their last breath and you as a mother or the one who birthed them get to observe that, that has nothing to do with you. It's all about the Creator's direction and script that was given to them at birth. And then we mothers have to go through therapy sometimes to heal that, but it's really part of the journey to observe these adult men, women play out their script. Once they get 18, 19, you might as well start letting go of the mother role and observing and try and be a soul partner with them now if they want to still be in your life. Some adult children don't want to be in their parents' life. They go away, and as my youngest son says, I'm living my best life. I don't hear from him very often, but when I do hear from him, we have great conversations. And he lives right in the same city, but he's a busy, busy young man. And it just so happened my birthday's coming tomorrow, and he's bringing me a ceiling fan, which I really need. So hallelujah. This soul partnership I have is producing for me something I really need. And he's living his best life, and guess what? So am I. I'm creating something new in my life, and that's where we all have. That's how we heal ovarian uterine cancer. We let go of the old beliefs and we create new things, and we heal the grief, the unforgiveness and guilt, and we learn new things about this temple, because it's gonna be triggered again for sure, but how do we respond is the challenge. So we're going to go to our last break, And we'll be right back after this message.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
All right, so we're back now. Thank you so much for joining. This is a really, I don't know, for some it might be a very sensitive topic, emotional topic. For me, it's not so much emotional as exciting, because the emotions I had around people in my life who suffered with these cancers has been healed. And so when you've healed the relationship, the emotions around people in your life suffering with cancer, then you can actually have joy about that journey because it taught you so much. And you realize the scripts that we all have to play out and dramatize. So I want to offer at this point some therapy healing for preventing and healing. Well, we've talked about prevention, and prevention is really about paying attention to the emotions that you carry with the lifestyles you're leading, whether it's a husband or a child. Most of the time, uterine and ovarian cancer have to do with child, husband, spouse, partner relationships. So those are the relationships that you want to be as healthy as possible. Because if not, you're going to start feeling the fear, worry, grief, and all the low frequency emotions. And as German New Medicine teaches, remember, three layers of skin. If you research this, you will be fascinated about this. Three layers of skin: endoderm, mesoderm, ectoderm. Inner layer of skin, middle layer of skin, and outer layer of skin. Those are Wi-Fi systems in our body that direct messages from this command center up here, the brain, when we have trauma. This is what was so fascinating. This happened to me back in 2005 after my sister passed, and the number three was everywhere. She died at 3 o'clock. She took three breaths at the end of her life. She was in room B3. There were threes everywhere. I put them in my book, My Body is Talking to Me. Threes were there. I cried and cried because I missed the moment when she took her last breath. I said, what is with all these threes? I couldn't get over all the threes. Oh, what is that? So I started researching, and I met a woman from France right before my sister passed who knew about German New Medicine and who told me why my sister had her breast cancer in her right, left breast, what it was, the death of a child, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ooh, really fascinating. So I continued the research, went to Canada, studied German New Medicine, and found out all these truths about three layers of skin, three wiring systems in the body. Middle layer of skin, outer layer, inner layer, all Wi-Fi systems. Just number three related to the three breaths my sister took at 3 o'clock, and 3, B3, all those threes, and then the creator connecting me to 3 layers of skin as messenger routes. Messenger routes from the brain that talk to the uterus, that talk to the ovaries, that talk to the breast through hormones called estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. You still struggling with prostate cancer? You've got to stop sending that message from your brain to your prostate that there's something out of balance, there's something wrong, that my life didn't line up the way it was supposed to, that I'm not good enough, blah, 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 blah. All those, all that chatter in the brain that keeps sending a message to your prostate that was swollen, and the doctor said, well, we're going to just cut it out. No, no, cut out the chatter up here that's sending the message through those 3 layers of skin, and it will heal. In fact, you start sending messages of love, sending messages of I am worthy, I am powerful, I am amazing, my prostate is something else, my breath, my uterus is joy, joy, joy. My uterus is amazing, especially if you've given birth. Oh, look what I created this human being who's now challenging me to come out of sadness, grief, worry, fear, worry, fear, worry, fear. Is that not, I maybe wonder if mothers, the top 2 emotions that women carry, I would say about the birth of the souls that come through them might be worry and fear. That they're not going to amount to what you think they should amount to, that something's going to happen to them. What if they die? What if this happens? What is that? Let me give you a quick tapping on that, and then we go to the phone. Even though I have these amazing adult children in my life, they don't always meet my expectations, but I deeply love and accept myself anyway. Even though these men, these women are really challenging me as the souls that came through my womb, I worry sometimes that they'll make choices that might harm them or hurt them. And even though I have this disease in my body that is telling me I've been worrying too much, I've been in grief too much, I've been in anxiety too much, I've been having all these emotions I haven't dealt with, I deeply love and accept myself anyway. That energy goes right to your small intestines, and your small intestine says, oh, let's digest that now. Let's let go of the negative, fiery, low-frequency emotions, and let's bring in some high-frequency messages of love. And then you tap in between the eyebrow. This disease that I have, this disease that the doctors told me I have, I don't know if I want to deal with this. I'm worried about this disease I have. I'm worried about this uterine cancer or whatever cancer. I'm worried about it. I have some fear. But if I think about the amazing biological computer that I live in, that my soul live in, wow, I'm a vessel of love. I am a vessel of joy. I'm a vessel of power. I have such greatness in me now to heal ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. I can heal anything. I can heal any imbalance right now because I live in a vessel of love, and love is the highest frequency. So I'm going to tap into all this love in every cell of my body. I'm going to tap into the love in the mesoderm, the endoderm, the ectoderm. I'm tapping into this amazing Wi-Fi system that is right here in my vessel, in my computer, my biological computer, in this sacred temple. I am a sacred temple. And in this sacred temple, I can heal anything, anything, if my words are pure, my words are powerful, my words are of love and joy. I can heal anything. And so it is. Take a deep breath. Feel that truth that you just tapped into all your cells in your body. Deep breath in. Take that, let that oxygen flow and transform all those negative cells that were growing because you were unconscious. Take a deep breath and believe that everything is being healed in the right timing, and I am a patient individual. That's my mantra these days. I am patient, I am patient, I am patient. Through this whole renovation project, I have heard all throughout, everywhere, people, strangers yelling to me, be patient, be patient. I'm like, okay, I am patient. And it's a wonderful journey. Let me go to the phone. Remember, if you have a question or comment, I'm trying to read my comments on my phone. For some reason, they're not showing up here on my StreamYard. But Mama AZ, your hand is up, and now your mic is open. Speak, my sister. How are you today?
I'm very gracious, Dr. Z. How are you this new day? And greetings to the listening audiences. My nurse is in here, and she's checking my body for dents and bruises and roadside curves. Okay, but I wanted to say, no, this is okay. What I wanted to say about the children, I am so grateful that I have this journey with my children. My firstborn, Shannon, I'm good. Thank God. She came out ready to walk. And the nurses came and said, ooh, Mama, you better be careful, because this one is ready to walk, and that means you're going to be having more if you're not careful. And thank us. And I said, oh, no, not this little sister. I'm only 16, and I'm not going there with you. This is enough for now, because I had complications having her because of my bones, you know. But anyway, that one, my firstborn, she's a teacher because she doesn't connect with me. She's doing her thing, and she taught me how to disconnect, how to let her go and be her own driver. And the Female Solution and Soul Purpose Healing has really been a blessing to not only me, I'm sure many other women with the knowledges, and the men with the knowledges that you bring forth. So I just want to commend and give thanks that I'm on the planet, on this side of the dirt, Dr. V, at this time, to sponge up the knowledges that are received from the Female Solution and Soul Purpose Healing, and the Sister Myra's and the Minister Williams and all of you who come together at this time to help this planet and many other planets. Thank us.
Thank us indeed. And Mama AZ has been on this journey with us, the Female Solution, to share her very challenging journey with pain. And she has been the teacher for us about how to endure pain and how to grow and transform the emotions about the pain. So, Mama AZ, thank you for being such a good teacher, because you're still here. After major surgeries last year, she's still here to share her journey. And that's what we should all be doing, is sharing our journey to help others grow. She has helped me grow so much as far as pain. When I have pain, it's like, oh, Mama AZ, what would she do? Oh, she might take Alka-Seltzer Plus. She might go into meditation. She might do a lot of things, but she's still here enduring the pain, telling her story and learning, as she said. She's learning a whole lot about her children. I have to stop saying children. These souls that came through the womb, because they're teaching us so much about how to let go of this title of mother and expectations, and what is our relationship really meant to be after we birth these babies and they grow up to be adults. It's meant to be a soul partnership, to learn what their choices are about, what my role is as a creative being, and so forth. So we have a caller, 773-984. Your mic is open. Thank you for calling. Welcome. Are you there? Check your mute button, 773-984. Your mic is open. Okay,
yes,
one more.
This is Rashida. Hello?
Hi, Rashida. Welcome.
Hi. You were talking about ovarian cancer,
But I was thinking that about a lot of black women who have lost their uterus and all of that, not because of ovarian cancer, but because of fibroid, you know, the thickening of the tissues where the reproductive organs are. And that is more devastating than having cancer, because most black people with fibroids have that thickening around the uterus. So they took the reproductive organs out of those women, and they were no longer able to produce. So what could be the therapeutic process, mentally or physically, that can help those women? Because that is devastating. Now they have healing medications, preventions, treatment for fibroid, but mostly it was found among African American women, because of the thickening of the skin and that.
Yeah.
But,
okay. So thank you.
Two-thirds of most of the black women reproductive areas because of that, and it could have been prevented. Wasn't cancer.
Okay. Let me address that, because we got two other callers, and as usual, people calling at the last.
I'm listening.
Thank you, Rashida. That's a great, great question. At the beginning of the show, I've been watching a documentary on Nina Simone. Nina Simone, most of you know who she was, this amazing singer. But more than that, she was a concert pianist. She could play. At the end of her life, even though she was all drugged up because she had bipolar and mental disease and all that, her fingers were just rolling. She didn't even have to look at the keys. She was just rolling along, singing. That piano, she was just amazing to see her fingers at the end of her life playing in Paris or wherever she was. She had an abusive relationship with a man. This man was beating the crap out of her while she was performing, while she was at her height of her career. And when you talk about women, endometriosis is the fibroids, the tumors. The fibroids are just the beginning of cancer. You may not be diagnosed with cancer, but the fibroids, the tumors, all that comes when your endometriosis, the lining of the uterus and the womb, is inflamed. So the more you have inflammation in that area, the more stuff is going to grow. Why? Because, as I said, this relay from the brain goes to the womb and produces more cells, tumors, fibroids, because your brain, your message in your brain is saying, I'm not good enough. I've had a trauma. I don't like myself. Men beat me up. This man beat me up. Lady sings the blues. She was in the hospital bed at the end of her life, too, after a lot of trauma. And that's just a symptom if you have fibroids. That's a symptom that you have not been connected with your divine feminine self, basically. You got fibroids going in the creative part of your womb. You lost connection with your divine feminine goddess. If you listen to Queen Afua, that woman will never get any disease in her body. She's so connected to her divine feminine goddess self that she just glows of joy and positive frequency energy. I was in a meeting with her, a teaching that Kwame Sunhorse was in back in Georgia a few years ago. And then you could just sit at her feet all day. She's just glowing and oozing with high frequency energy of love and wisdom and knowledge. So the fibroids you're talking about, they're the symptom that you have lost connection with your divine, feminine, awesome goddess self, and how powerful you are, how loving you are. Let me go to the next caller, 779-801. Your mic is open. Thank you for calling in.
Grand rising, and happy birthday to me today.
Hi!
This is my Easter.
You know, this was my anniversary. I was married on this day. And then I was talking to someone the other day. I was married on this day in 1978. And the following day after I married, I was on my way to Hawaii. So tomorrow I'll be 67. Happy Pisces Day, Maika. We are the special energies of the fish. Go ahead with your comments.
I was going to say, you know, it's interesting. You know, I didn't go through menopause. I had no hot flashes or any of that because I didn't believe in menopause. It's like, why we got to go through that? So I never went through it. And so I realized that it's a lot of this stuff is belief, what you believe, what you accept,
you
get from society that you follow, you know, and you know, it's important to know that you have the power to believe whatever you choose to believe and that becomes a reality in your life. So that was a blessing. I remember once I was in a meeting with some people and a woman was having hot flashes and the men actually started teasing her. I'd never seen anything like that before. Have you ever seen that before?
That men were teasing a woman about hot flashes?
Yeah, the woman was going through her hot flashes. Men were teasing her, making fun of her. And I said, y'all got to stop that. It was like, oh, my God. You know?
Well, you know, there are so many jokes out there about hot flashes. That's probably the
I didn't know.
Yeah, lots of jokes about hot flashes.
But that's the kind of stuff that can lead to, that can be traumatic for a woman. And she can go through, get diseases as a result of that, feeling insecure.
Exactly. And that's why I mentioned Queen Afua. That woman always responds to things in her life with such high frequency. That's why she'll never get a disease. Let me go to another caller. Thank you, Mike, and have a beautiful Piscean day and enjoy the sun and all
you.
Of this. Thank you for sharing. 773-984. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, welcome. Go ahead. 773-984. What's your comment? You have about a minute.
I guess it's still me, Rashida. I was just
wondering. Oh, Rashida, you know what? I need to go to, I need to go to 312-671. Sorry, thank you, Rashida. 312-671, you're my last caller. I think I got everybody else got confused. I think that's Minister Plump. How are you? You got about 30 seconds.
We are in Yashalom, Aslam Lakem, and Grand Rising. Oh, yes, this is Brother Plump. I just want to say thank you very much, Dr. V, for doing what you do and keeping up with our health is our wealth. And, you know, we're in Chicago, and we have a special class that we started now, which is on atonement, and that's where we can forgive ourselves and others and prosperity. And this is a special tribute to the Honorable Mayor Harold Washington and 100-year centennial, 100-year anniversary for Harold at the National Black Wall Street Chicago this Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30. God bless you.
I love that, Minister Plump, on our show today. But you can that is awesome. I'm with you on that. Thank you so much. Add one minute. Atonement. Add one minute. Let us all be at one. And unity, loving ourselves more and more. Fly. First, love yourself. That's our mantra here. And on Soul Purpose Healing. We'll come back tomorrow for more Female Solution at noon. With anyone who might need it, we want to prevent these things as well as keep them with love. Love for self. That's what's missing. With a lot of women who have these ovarian, uterine, they put out too much for other people and not enough for themselves. Love energy.
On behalf of our team of radio,
so we're going to say thank
all of you,
all our global family, and everybody go out there and have a beautiful day. Happy Earth Day for all those of you celebrating your anniversary. How many times around? I'll be 67 times around the planet tomorrow. Hallelujah. Feeling gratitude.
Zanyaba. Arigato.
Arigato.
Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, jeong kujeong. France, merci.
Merci.
Spain, gracias.
Mucho
Italy,
gracias.
Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Love you.